I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, some sleds that aren't named Rosebud, but you'll likely remember them affectionately anyway. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Gene, just when I thought this show had nothing to luge.
That's very good. Maybe we
not
should.
Not funny, but fast.
Stop,
okay.
Stop right here. Monday was significant for the number of NFL head coaches and general managers told to clear out their desks. Andy Reid, late of the Eagles, and Norv Turner, late of the Chargers, were among them, and they had had long tenures. Were you surprised?
No, and Andy Reid's whole operation in Philadelphia had completely fallen apart. He's already landed in Kansas City, so he'll be fine. Norv Turner, it's a function of having decent teams that don't win any playoff games.
The St. Louis Rams fired their defensive coordinator, Greg Williams, and he hadn't even had a chance to do his job because he'd been suspended indefinitely for his part in the so-called bounty scandal in New Orleans. So the timing was a little odd on that one, I guess.
Yeah, the timing's a little odd, and I hate to say it, but I can hear the rumblings of a lawsuit down the line. Yet another lawsuit in the impossible tangle that is now the New Orleans Saints Bountygate scandal.
Amazingly, Jets head coach Rex Ryan kept his job, and he apparently celebrated in the Bahamas by getting a tattoo that appeared to be his wife in a Mark Sanchez jersey. So there's no word on whether that tattoo is permanent, I guess.
The really hard thing about this story is determining which part of it is the most perverse, that he got a tattoo of his wife or that his wife is wearing a Mark Sanchez jersey.
Meanwhile, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has promised changes there, but Jason Garrett is still the head coach. You don't suppose Jones will fire the general manager, do you?
Well, I mean, if there's any owner in the NFL capable of firing himself and giving you a good reason why he should be fired, it would be Jerry Jones. But I do think that what this changes will be made thing indicates that there will be some serious meddling from the general manager's office here, you know, going forward.
Charlie, I'm told that when Louisville beat Florida in the Sugar Bowl on Wednesday night, it was, quote, the biggest upset from a point spread perspective in the history of the BCS. Wait, is there another perspective?
Not really when it comes to football, no. But and of course, the BCS hasn't been around all that long. But it was a substantial upset, and I don't want to hear the fact that Florida didn't want to be there, because it didn't matter whether they wanted to be there or not. They got beat up.
On Wednesday, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett announced that he would file a lawsuit against the NCAA because he questions that body's right to sanction Penn State in connection with former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky's crimes. What's likely to come of that lawsuit, you think?
I don't know, but it's more precise to say that he questioned the NCAA's right to sanction Penn State in the way the NCAA sanctioned them. A lot of this lawsuit depends on the $60 million fine that the NCAA had levied, mm-hmm. and it was an unprecedented move on the part of the organization. And it's entirely possible that Corbett has a point here that might well get litigated, because under what I still think, and I may be wrong about this, the prevailing precedent is Tarkanian v. NCAA. The NCAA's right to sanction its members was upheld by the Supreme Court on the grounds that it was a voluntary organization and that the universities voluntarily accepted the NCAA's rules. The fact is, the NCAA acted beyond and outside its own rules when it levied this fine. There's nothing in the NCAA charter that says the NCAA can make a member institution pay $60 million, some of which is going to be spent outside the state. So, I mean, if both sides lawyer up, Corbett could actually have a case here.
Even as the Players Association was taking yet another decertification vote, and the NHL and the union were engaging in civil discussions about whether or not to have a regular half season, they were also discussing the merits of an expanded postseason. I wonder, would you characterize this as putting the cart before the Zamboni?
Why don't we just have the playoffs? I mean, is there any reason why we can't just have the playoffs? You know, okay, there will be no NHL till the 1st of May, mm-hmm. and then we'll have the playoffs.
On Thursday, AC Milan, led by captain Kevin Prince Boateng, walked off the field in a friendly match. He had had enough of the racist chants coming from fans of 4th Division side Pro Patria. Some people have called this an important step in the fight against racism. Do you agree?
I do, because, I mean, I'm not the soccer fan that you are, but AC Milan is a big deal. I mean, this isn't some third-rate Danish team walking off the field. This is one of the major brand names in the sport deciding it's had enough. Soccer's got to do something to rein this in, and I'm not exactly sure what avenue is open to him.
And finally, Charlie, Jose Canseco was a bit late with his New Year's resolutions, perhaps
But they are worth waiting for.
They were worth waiting for. I was going to say he was late maybe because he was thinking really hard about them before he wrote them down. So do you prefer number 5, fight Shaq in MMA cage match, or number 9, do at least 100 promotional deals for good companies and products like animal rights, human health, environmental, and beer companies?
Well, first of all, number 5, the MMA fight with Shaq, that terrifies me because I'm afraid it might actually come off. But actually, my favorite is number 6, which you did not even mention, which is get elected to an important political office in the U.S. or Canada to help all people and governments with their problems, THERE. Not a minor political office, mind you. Jose does not want to be the member of parliament from Yellowknife. Oh, no, no. Jose wants to be prime minister.
I'm sure Canada is quaking as we speak.
This is one of those things where Canada must look at us and go, what did we ever do to deserve this? We've been really good neighbors, you know? We gave you Joni Mitchell, we gave you Neil Young, we gave you 4/5 of the band, and you're going to hand us Jose Canseco as our prime minister.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Thank you very much, Charlie.
I wonder how the animal rights people feel about being linked with the beer companies.